Please pay respect to the Buddha by reciting Namo Tassa three times. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. We are discussing about Anapana meditation. We had already discussed Anapana meditation up to fourth jhana stage. I will repeat again. Digawa asasando, diga asasamidi bhajanadi. Digawa basasando, diga basasamidi bhajanadi. Breathing in a long breath. He knows I'm breathing in a long breath. Breathing out a long breath. He knows I am breathing in a long breath. This is number one. Number two is rasam wa asasando, rasam asasamidi bhajanadi. Rasam wa basasando, rasam basasamidi bhajanadi. Breathing in a short breath. He knows I am breathing in a short breath. Breathing out a short breath. He knows I am breathing out a short breath. This is second stage. Then number three stage is Sabhagaya Badi Samvedi Asa Seisamidi Sikadi. Sabhagaya Badi Samvedi Asa Seisamidi Sikadi. Experiencing the whole breath body, I will breathe in, thus he trains himself. Experiencing the whole breath body, I will breathe out, thus he trains himself. This is the stage. Number fourth stage is Pasambhayangaya Sankhara Asa Seisamidi Sikhadi. Pasambhayangaya Sankhara Asa Seisamidi Sikhadi. Coming the breath formations, I will breathe in, such he trains himself. Coming the breath formation, I will breathe out, such he thus he trains himself. This is fourth stage. If you practice according to these four stages systematically, one day you may see when your concentration becomes mature, you will see nimitta. If you can concentrate on your nimitta, you can attain up to fourth jhana. When you attain up to fourth jhana stage, your breath will completely stop. This is the last stage of samatha. But when you are practicing samatha, anapana nimitta is very important. There are three stages. Number one is preliminary nimitta, preliminary sight. This is called prigama nimitta. Preliminary sight is usually mist color or smoking color. The breath which is coming out from your nose becomes mist color or smoking color. That mist gala and smoking gala must mix together with your breath. When your breath, we call this is preliminary sign, nimitta. When nimitta and breath mix together, becomes one other than you can focus on your nimitta. When your concentration develops further, then slowly the preliminary sign will change into ogaha nimitta, learning sign. Learning sign is usually white color nimitta, like cotton wool, pure white. On that pure white learning sign, if you can concentrate well, then when your concentration develops further, your nimitta will change into padibhaga nimitta, counterpart sign. This is the third stage of nimitta. So number one is preliminary sign, number two is learning sign, number three is counterpart sign. Counterpart sign is bright and transparent and bright, like morning star. There may be different colors also, depending on the perception of meditator. If you can focus on that counterpart sign, padibhaga nimitta, then you can attain first jhana, second jhana, third jhana, and fourth jhana. Based on the fourth jhana, if you want to practice other samatha meditation subjects, such as tinkasinas, eight attainments, four sublime abidings, etc., it is very easy. But if you want to go to vipassana, how you should practice? Buddha explained stage by stage vipassana. If you want to practice vipassana, you should practice according to Buddha's teaching. It is better. It is safe. Safe means you can realize nirvana. If you do not practice according to Buddha's teaching, we cannot say you may realize nirvana. What is the number one stage of vipassana? Number one stage of vipassana, Buddha explains in Mahasati Prana Sutta, after the fourth jhana of anapana. Iti ijadava gaya gaya nubhasi viharati. Bahidava gaya gaya nubhasi viharati. Ijada bahidava gaya gaya nubhasi viharati. He abides contemplating the body as body internally, or he abides contemplating the body as body externally, or he abides contemplating the body as body both internally and externally. What is the meaning? There are two types of body, material body and mental body. Why they are called body? They arise as a group, not single. They cannot arise single. They arise as a group, so they are called body kaya. In Pali, it is called kaya. Rupa kaya and nama kaya. Rupa kaya is material body or physical body. Nama kaya is mental body. You should try to understand materiality and mentality by your direct knowledge. Ultimate materiality and mentality are the noble truth of the origin of suffering, dukkha, sitta, tamas. They are the object of vipassana. If you want to practice vipassana according to Buddha's teaching, then first you should try to understand this ultimate materiality and ultimate mentality. According to Buddha's teaching, ultimate materiality arises as a small particle called kalabas. In Bali, it is called kalabas. Kalaba is the smallest group of materiality. If you see these small body gas, they are not ultimate materiality. Again, you must analyze this small body gas. Each small body gas, at least there are 8 types of materiality, such as earth element, water element, fire element, wind element, color, odor, flavor, nutritive essence, etc. These are ultimate materialities, but they are impermanent ultimate materiality. As soon as they rise, they pass away very, very quickly. So they are anicca impermanent. But you should try this impermanent ultimate materiality first. How you should practice? Buddha teach 4 elements meditation in brief way and in detail to understand these ultimate materialities. Brief way is taught in the Mahasatipatthana Sutta. The great 4 foundations of mindfulness Sutta. In that Sutta, Buddha explained 4 elements meditation. What are 4 elements? Vajavi dhatu, earth element. Abho dhatu, water element. Tejo dhatu, fire element. Vayo dhatu, wind element. All together there are 4 elements. Do you remember? Earth element, water element, fire element, and wind element. You must practice these 4 elements meditation. If you practice systematically these 4 elements meditation, you can see small body gas called kalabhas. And then again, if you analyze these small body gas, then you can see ultimate materiality. How you should practice? 4 elements meditation. In earth element, there are 6 characteristics. They are hardness, roughness, heaviness, softness, smoothness, and lightness. In water element, there are 2 characteristics. They are flowing and cohesion. In fire element, there are 2 characteristics, heat and cold, heat and coldness. In wind element, there are 1 characteristic and 1 function, supporting and pushing. Supporting is the characteristic of wind element. Pushing is the function of wind element. As general, there are altogether 12 characteristics. I will repeat again. In earth element, 6 characteristics. Hardness, roughness, heaviness, softness, smoothness, lightness. In water element, flowing and cohesion. In fire element, heat and coldness. In wind element, supporting and pushing. All together, 12 characteristics. How you should practice? For beginners, usually we teach from pushing first. Pushing first. Pushing is very easy for every meditator. But for some meditators, they had been practiced 4 elements meditation in previous life. So it is very easy for them to practice anyway. If it is so, they should practice from an element according to Buddha's teaching. It is better. But for some meditators, their parami is a little bit weak. They do not understand thoroughly 12 characteristics. They cannot discern clearly. So usually for those who had weak knowledge, we teach pushing first. But before you are practicing four elements meditation, in every sitting, please re-establish your anabana puttana concentration. When light is very strong at the day, you should emerge from your anabana puttana and please discern pushing. Where you should practice, where you should start to see pushing. While breathing in, there is pushing. While breathing out, there is pushing. For example, if you bite both teeth inside your jaw, you may feel pushing while biting. In the same way, you should follow your in-breath up to the center of your head. While breathing in, there is pushing. While breathing out, there is pushing. If you feel pushing, then please concentrate on that pushing for a few minutes. Then pushing will become clearer and clearer. At that time, you should extend your discernment area from inside to outside, from the center of your head up to the whole head. If you can see pushing throughout your head, then please go up to your neck, your chest, your abdomen, and then up to the foot. You should try to discern pushing throughout the body again and again. If you can discern the pushing throughout the body again and again, while walking also you should try to discern pushing. For example, when you are pressing, you are put on the ground to another step. At that time, you may feel pushing. From foot to head, you should try to see pushing. In every bodily movement, there is pushing. While bending your hand, there is pushing. While stretching your hand, there is pushing. In every bodily movement, there is pushing. When you are eating, you may chew. At that time, pushing. So from this point, you should try to see pushing throughout the body. If you can discern pushing thoroughly, then you can continue another one, hardness. For example, if you bite both teeth, you may feel hardness. If you touch both your bones, for example, on that place, if you pay attention, you may feel hardness. From clear point, you should try to see hardness. Then slowly, please extend your discernment area up to throughout the body. If you gain discern hardness throughout the body, please repeat again, pushing and hardness alternately. If you try in this way, when your insight becomes sharp, then you may see two together throughout the body. When you are discerning pushing, you may see hardness also. When you are discerning hardness, you may also see pushing also. If you can discern pushing hardness do again and again, then slowly you may feel roughness. What is roughness? Maybe please rough on your thumb, you with your hand. You may feel roughness. Please rough on the top of your upper teeth with your tongue. Then you may feel roughness. Then please try pushing throughout the body, hardness throughout the body, then please try roughness. If you get discern roughness throughout the body, it is good. But if you cannot discern, then please try three together. For example, if you rub on the top of your upper teeth with your tongue. In that place, you may feel pushing. Then please try hardness. When pushing and hardness very clear, at that time please continue to discern roughness. Three together. Pushing, hardness, roughness. Pushing, hardness, roughness. Again, again, you should try. If you discern in this way, slowly, when pushing and hardness spread throughout the body, roughness also will spread throughout the body. Now, three characteristics. Pushing, hardness, and roughness. While walking also you can try. When you press your foot on the ground, you may feel pushing. If you emphasize on the touching place, your foot touching on the ground, that touching point, if you emphasize, you may feel hardness. If you can discern pushing hardness throughout the body while walking, then please continue to discern roughness. If your foot touch on the ground, you may feel also roughness. So pushing, hardness, roughness. In every bodily posture, you should try to discern pushing, hardness, roughness. These three throughout the body. While you are practicing samatha, in every bodily posture, you must focus on your breath object or on your anapana nimitta. But now, when you are practicing vipassana, these ultimate materiality and mentality are very important. So because of this reason, when you are practicing four elements meditation, in every bodily posture, you must try to understand four elements only. Now three characteristics you can discern. Hardness, pushing, hardness, roughness. If you can discern pushing, hardness, roughness throughout the body in every bodily posture, then please continue another one. Heaviness, very easy. When you are discerning pushing, hardness, roughness, and heaviness, pushing, hardness, and roughness, you may also feel heaviness because they are always concomitant. But if you cannot feel clearly, then please press on your body with your hands. Then you may feel heaviness very easy. So if you can feel heaviness throughout the body, then please repeat again. Pushing throughout the body, hardness throughout the body, roughness throughout the body, heaviness throughout the body, again and again. In every bodily posture, you must try in the same way. While walking also, you should try to discern these four characteristics. Pushing, hardness, roughness, and heaviness. If you can discern these four characteristics in every bodily posture, then please try another one. Another one is supporting. If you want to understand supporting, please sit straight your body. Then please bend again. Please strike. When you strike your body, you may feel supporting your body. If there is no supporting, then you may fall down. So, if it is not clear, please a little bit move your body. Then you may feel not to fall down. You make your body to make stable. You train your body to make stable. That stability is supported by weight element. That supporting condition you can understand. If you understand supporting altogether, there are five characteristics. Please repeat again and again. Pushing, hardness, roughness, heaviness, and supporting. If you can try these five repeatedly again and again, then please continue another one. Please relax your body. Please touch inside your lower lip. with your tongue. Please relax your lip. Then you may feel softness. You should try to understand softness throughout the body. But when you are discerning softness throughout the body, if there are many difficulties, then please go back to your anapana. Please re-establish your anapana for the jhana again. When concentration is very deep and the light of wisdom also very bright, at that time please relax your body and please discern softness in the same way, touching your lower lip with your tongue. Then you may feel softness throughout the body. Why you should re-establish your anapana fourth channel? Because Buddha explained in Samadhi Sutta, Samadhi Bhikkhu Bhaveta Samadhi Do Bhikkhu Bhikkhu Yatha Buddha Bhajanadi. Bhikkhu develops concentration. A bhikkhu who is concentrated understands the dhammas as they really are. Because of this reason, if you do not understand any characteristic, then please go back to your fourth jhana again. After re-establishing your fourth jhana, when concentration is very deep, the light of wisdom also very bright, at that time, you can discern any characteristic. It will become clearer and clearer. So when softness is very clear, at that time, when the whole body becomes soft, at that time you should try to understand smoothness. Please rub inside your lower lip with your tongue, with saliva. While you are rubbing your lower lip, you may feel smoothness. But when the whole body becomes soft, at that time only, you should continue to discern smoothness. Then, if smoothness is very clear, when softness and smoothness are very clear, then you will understand also lightness, because they are always concomitant. If it is not clear, then please try again opposite characteristic, heaviness. When the whole body becomes heavy, then you should lift your finger up. If you lift your finger in this way, then you may feel lightness. The whole body will become light. Softness, smoothness, lightness. These three are the characteristics of all element. Hardness, roughness, heaviness, these three are also the characteristics of all element. Supporting and pushing, these two are the characteristics of wind element. But supporting is the characteristic. Pushing is the function of wind element. But for easy understanding only, generally we use characteristic. So altogether, how many characteristics now? 8 characteristics. Hardness, roughness, heaviness, softness, smoothness, lightness. These are earth elements. Supporting and pushing, these two are wind elements. According to the series of our teaching, pushing, hardness, roughness, heaviness, sabode, softness, smoothness, and lightness. You should repeat this series, okay? Because this is for beginners, we teach this series. If you can discern these 8 characteristics again and again, while walking also please try in the same way 8 characteristics. Please try to discern 8 characteristics while walking, while standing, while lying down, and while sitting. In every bodily posture, you should try to understand these 8 characteristics. Then please continue another 2 very easy. fire element, heat and coolness. Heat is, you may see in your body. While you are practicing diligently, then you can feel heat very easy. If heat is very easy, then please train coolness. How you should try to discern coolness? Please focus on your nose feet. And please pay attention in breath only. While breathing in, there is coolness. From this point, you should try to understand coolness throughout the body. Heat and coolness are the fire element. Altogether, there are 10 characteristics. You should repeat these 10 characteristics again and again. In every bodily posture, you should try to understand these 10 characteristics again and again. If you can discern these 10 characteristics, then there are another 2 characteristics, flowing and cohesion. They are water element. How you should try? These water elements are not tangible objects. So because of this reason, they are a little bit difficult for beginners. Because of this reason, you should discern them last. Please discern these 10 characteristics which you have already discerned again and again for 2 or 3 sittings. When you are discerning these 10 characteristics again and again, then you may feel cohesion, tightness in your body. If it is not clear, then please try to discern pushing and hardness only. If you discern pushing and hardness again and again, you may feel cohesion, tightness in your body. If cohesion is very clear, then please try to discern flowing. How you should try to discern flowing? Please pay attention inside your mouth. In the root of your teeth, slivers are always flowing. In your tongue, slivers are always flowing. But if you had already discerned 32 parts based on Anapanasati, if you discern flowing, it is very easy. Why? Among 32 parts, there is also blood. You can see blood circulation when you are discerning 12 water elements. Among 12 water elements, the blood also includes. Blood is flowing up and down throughout your body. So it is very easy for you if you had already discerned 32 parts. But if it is not, you had not yet already discerned 32 parts, then you can try from the root of your teeth. Slivers are always flowing. From this point, you should try to understand flowing throughout your body. If here, in this case, it is not necessary to see blood or to see saliva. You should emphasize only flowing. If you get this and flowing, then there are altogether 12 characteristics. I will repeat again. Pushing, hardness, roughness, heaviness, supporting, softness, smoothness, lightness, heat and coolness, the cohesion, flowing. So altogether 12 characteristics. When walking also, you should try to understand these 12 characteristics again and again. In every bodily posture, you should discern these 12 characteristics again and again. If you can discern very, very quickly, then you can change the series. Very quickly means within, if you discern these 12 characteristics, finish. When you are discerning these 12 characteristics, if you get discerned these 12 characteristics thoroughly, then we call this is one round. Within 1 minute, 2 or 3 rounds will be necessary. You should repeat again and again. If you get this very, very quickly, then you can change the order or the series according to Buddha's teaching. Buddha, when Buddha is expounding the four elements meditation, he teaches earth element, water element, fire element, wind element, according to this series only. Because earth element and water element, this is one group, they are friends. Fire element and wind element, this is one group, they are also friends. So, according to Buddha's teaching, you should try to discern hardness, roughness, heaviness, softness, smoothness, lightness, flowing, cohesion, heat, and coldness, supporting and pushing. According to this series, please try. If you can discern according to this series, according to this order, then if you can discern very, very quickly, please try to see these characteristics. Overview. Overview means you are sitting as if you are seeing your whole body above. You should try to see 12 characteristics. For example, you are sitting there and you are now standing. By standing, you look down your whole body in this way. For example, on the top of mountain, you are standing on the top of mountain. From the top of mountain, you look down the valley. In the same way, you should try to descend or to look down your whole body. And please descend to a characteristic one by one. If you can discern these 12 characteristics one by one, and if you can see these 12 characteristics nearly simultaneously, at that time, please change four group. Four group means earth element, water element, fire element, and wind element. Hardness, roughness, heaviness, softness, smoothness, lightness. These six are earth element. Flowing and cohesion are water element. Heat and coldness are fire element. Supporting and pushing are wind element. Seeing these characteristics, you should pay attention to them. Earth, water, fire, wind. Earth, water, fire, wind. In this way, please repeat again and again. And please concentrate on the four elements object only. When your concentration develops further, then you will not see your body. You will see only a group of elements only, four elements only. Then, if you can concentrate on these four elements objects, when your concentration develops further, then your whole body, you will see your whole body as a smoking color or mist. You will not see your body, you will see a group of mist only. In that smoking color or mist color, you should again descend to a characteristic. If you can descend to a characteristic, if you can concentrate on the four elements object, again, this mist color will change into white foam, like cotton wool. In that white foam, again, you must descend four elements again, or 12 characteristics again. If you can descend 12 characteristics of this white foam, then please concentrate on that four, on those four elements objects. Again, when your concentration develops further, then that white foam will change into transparent body like ice block. What is that transparent body? Chakati bincha vidha rupa dina gahana bincha abhavena adasa dalam viya vipasanada pasada rupa nama. This definition is mentioned in Visuddhi Magga. What is the meaning? According to Buddha's teaching, there are five transparent rupas. Chakku pasada, eye transparent element, but Many Westerners, they do not understand transparent element. What is transparent element? But if they translate eye sensitivity, they understand clearly. So you can translate anyway. Pasada, the meaning of pasada is transparent, like ice block or like clear glass. So they are transparent. Because of this reason, Buddha gave this such name, pasada rupa. Eye sensitivity, ear sensitivity, nose sensitivity, tongue sensitivity, body sensitivity. Eye consciousness arises depending on eye sensitivity. Ear consciousness arises depending on ear sensitivity. Nose consciousness arises depending on nose sensitivity. Tongue consciousness arises depending on tongue sensitivity. Body consciousness arises depending on body sensitivity. So, five types of consciousness arise depending on respective sensitivity. Taking different object. Eye sensitivity understand only color. Ear sensitivity understand only sound. Nose sensitivity, eye consciousness, which arises depending on eye sensitivity, understands only color or sees only color. Ear consciousness, which arises depending on ear sensitivity, hears only sound or understands only sound. Nose consciousness, which arises depending on nose sensitivity, understands only smell. Tongue consciousness, which arises depending on tongue sensitivity, understands only taste. Body consciousness, which arises depending on body sensitivity, understands only tangible objects. So, five types of consciousness arise depending on their own respective sensitivity. In taking respective objects, color, sound, etc. For this consciousness arise depending on these different types of sensitivity. So these sensitivities are transparent like mirror. So when you are discerning four elements meditation systematically, one day when your concentration develops further and becomes mature, you will see your whole body becomes like ice block, like mirror. In that mirror, if you can discern agasa dhatu, space element, then you can see small particles, kalabas. Again, you must discern four elements in each kalaba. You should try to understand these four elements of each kalaba under the guidance of skilled teacher. This is the last stage of samatha meditation as well as the beginning stage of vipassana. Other than only vipassana start only. Today I will stop my dhamma talk here. You can discuss many questions, no problem.
Several.
I'll read one.
Yes, I have no eyeglass.
Is lineage important in meditation, i.e. study under such and such a teacher, whose student who studied under such and such teacher, etc.? In the Kalama Sutra, the Buddha told the Kalamas not to trust claims of lineage too much. That's...
Is lineage embodied in meditation? Not embodied. Not embodied means, but depending on lineage or traditional way of teaching, we must try to understand by ourselves. According to Gautama Sutta, it is true, but just hearsay is not good. You should try to understand practically by your inside knowledge. For example, if you practice four elements meditation systematically one day, when your concentration becomes mature, you can see these small bodyguards. And again, if you analyze these small bodyguards, you can see four elements in each small bodyguard. At the day, someone may say, it is impossible for the disciples of Buddha to understand this ultimate materiality. This is the domain of Buddha. Some meditators or some teachers say like that. If you practice systematically, then one day you understand by yourself, by your direct knowledge, the four elements of each kalapa. At that day, you should try to trust your own inside knowledge only. You should not try to believe others' teachings. So practical knowledge is very important. In the same way, nowadays there are many meditation teachers says, ultimate mentality taught by the Buddha. This ultimate mentality are also the domain of Buddha only. Not the Saugas cannot understand this mentality, this says. Because within a finger snap, millions of mind moments are rising and passing away. How a disciple can understand these mind moments? They criticize in this way. But Buddha says another way. What is another way? Samadhi bhikkhu bhaveta samahito bhikkhu bhikkhu yatha buddham bhajanati. Bhikkhus develop concentration. A bhikkhu who is concentrated understands the dhammas as they really are. In this way, Buddha explains. If you have enough concentration, you can understand this ultimate materiality and ultimate mentality. So you should try to understand by your direct knowledge according to the traditional way of teaching. Traditional way of teaching is mentioned especially in Visuddhimagga, the path of purification. You should try to understand this way of teaching. This is the traditional way of teaching of Buddha. Okay? Now.
There is a sutra about an entertainer, some kind of comedian and clown. He asked the Buddha if his work will lead him to heavenly rebirth. After refusing to answer three times, the Buddha finally told him that it will lead to a hellish rebirth. In the mundane world, why is making people happy and temporarily forgetting about their troubles so bad? Why is it not right livelihood? Isn't the mundane world full of other livelihood that is worse than comedians and clowns, for example, politicians? Why is it so harmful about making people laugh and happy that will lead the comedian in hell?
Better way is maybe relating to Maddo. If you ask questions, it will be better. Maybe, yeah. Maybe dancer, who dance, and this entertainer, what? Is it true? Entertainer is who dance and sing. Is it true? Entertaina means who dance and sing.
Entertainer, somebody who makes people laugh.
Yes, 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 maybe. But in the sutta, especially in Kamini, in Sanyodandikaya, there is one Kamini. Kamini is his dancer and singer, and make other people happy and laugh, etc., or maybe cry, because they are playing different ways. One day he approached to the Buddha and asked such this question. You may now understand there may be one cinema, for example, Yoshin. When you are seeing this cinema, sometimes you may feel happiness, sometimes you may feel sadness. Sometimes you may want to become an actress. So, this is making other people to enjoy sensual pleasures for a long time. This is problem. This unwholesome dhamma can produce to be reborn in hell only. Maybe? Okay. And then,
Please explain for our benefit the four formless jhanas and the reasons for practicing them. How does a meditator sustain jhana concentration through the death process, and what are the relationships between the different jhanas and the realms of rebirth? What is the best realm of rebirth if one wishes to become an arhat? What is the best realm of rebirth if one wishes to become a Buddha?
Please explain for our benefit the four formless jhanas and the the reasons for practicing them. There are five anisansa benefits about practicing samatha. Number one is Dhita Dhamma Sukha Vihara. Enjoying happiness in this very life only. What is the meaning? Arhats especially. In ancient time, arhats, they became arhat. After becoming arhat, for them there is nothing to do for higher stage. So sometimes they re-establish their Purusha Adhimit, especially Raham Purusha Adhimit, which take Nibbana as object. So then they practice jhana. Why they practice jhana? For happiness in this very life only, jhana happiness, to enjoy jhana happiness in this very life only. Because for them, jhana can produce no more. Because they already practice vipassana up to arhat stage. So it is also not necessary to practice jhanas as the foundation of vipassana. Because they already practice vipassana up to arhat stage. So this is called Dhita Dhamma Sukha Vihara. Enjoying happiness and jhana happiness in this very life only. So arhats, they practice four elements meditation and they directly go to vipassana. From four elements meditation to vipassana, they do not practice other samatha jhana meditations. But after they attain arhatship, then they also want to practice jhana again. At that time also they practice jhana. Then jhana, they want to enjoy jhana happiness in this very life only, because not necessary for them to practice vipassana again. So this is Dhita Dhamma Sukha Vihara, number one. Second one is Vipassana Nisansa. Vipassana Nisansa means for Vipassana insight only. Samadhi Bhikkhu Bhaveta Samadhi Do Bhikkhu Bhikkhu Yatha Buddham Bhajanadi. Bhikkhus develop concentration. A bhikkhu who is concentrated understands the dhammas as they really are. In this way, Buddha says, so if they want to understand ultimate materiality and ultimate mentality in their causes, and they want to contemplate them as nature, dukkha, and ananda. Because if they have enough concentration, they understand ultimate materiality, mentality, and their causes, and they can understand nature, dukkha, and ananda, nature of these formations. But if they have no concentration, they cannot understand. Now, please switch off all lights. You cannot see to each other. But if there is still light, then you can see to each other. So the light of wisdom is very important. While you are brightly saying vipassana. This jhana concentration can produce strong, powerful the light of wisdom. So because of this reason, you can understand ultimate materiality and mentality based on your jhana. Then another one is for vipassana. This is vipassana nisansa. Then number three is abhijna nisansa. Abhijna nisansa means some meditators, they want to possess different types of psychic powers. They want to fly in the sky. They want to see many objects very far away or near or far, etc. If they want to possess psychic powers, they must practice this jhana. And then the jhana is beneficial to the psychic power. This is number three. Number four is bhava visesa vaha nisansa. Some meditators, they practice jhana. Based on jhana, they practice samatha and vipassana. But they cannot become raha. Some may be gain sotapanna, some may be gain sakadagami, some may be gain anagami, some may be gain satring vana sotapanna, some may be gain sakadagami once radhana, some may be gain anagami non radhana. But they also already practice jhana. Because of this jhana, if they can maintain the jhana up to that moment, then this jhana will take place last jhana moment. We call Maranasana jhana, that proximate jhana my moment. And then they taking this jhana's object, they may reborn in Brahma world, depending on the stage of their jhana. If they reborn in Brahma world, this is called bhava visesa vaha nisansa. They can carry on the to be reborn in Brahma world only. This is one result. Another last one, number five, is nirodha nisansa. In the time of Buddha, some arahats and some anagamis, they are not yet taking pranibbana, final cessation. They must contemplate then these formations, ultimate materiality, ultimate mentality, and their causes as nature, dukkha, and ananda, every day and every moment. So they begin bored. They begin tired. They don't want to see these nature, dukkha, ananda natures. But they are still not yet attained final cessation, pranibbana. So, because of this reason, they want to stay in temporary cessation, attainment. This is called nirodha nisansa, nirodha samabhati. If they want to attain temporary cessation attainment, they must practice these jhanas. they must re-establish Vajjana. Emerging from Vajjana, they must contemplate Vajjana Dhammas as Anicca, Dukkha, and Ananda. And then re-enter into second jhana. Then emerging from second jhana, they must practice, they must contemplate them as Anicca, Dukkha, and Ananda. In this way, they must do. If they practice in this way, they may attain cessation attainment. So altogether, there are five benefits when you are practicing samatha. You can choose anyone, but we are teaching for vipassana only, as the foundation for vipassana only. Then the four formless jhanas. If you want to understand four formless jhanas, then you should practice practically, it is better. But if you want to practice four formless jhanas, then you should try tinkasinas up to fourth jhana. For example, now you are successful anapana up to fourth jhana. When the light of wisdom of the fourth jhana is very strong, you can discern your 32 births as well as external 32 births. Based on 32 births, you can practice four kala kasinas. Taking head hair, you can practice nila kasina, brown kasina, or blue kasina, or blue black kasina. Taking urine as object, or fat as object, you can practice yellow kasina. Taking the blood as object, you can practice red kasina. Taking the skeleton as object, you can practice white kasina. Four kala kasinas, you can practice up to fourth jhana. Then you can try earth kasina, water kasina, fire kasina, wind kasina, light kasina, and space kasina. All together, ten kasinas, you must practice up to fourth jhana. Then repeat again, this fourth jhana, taking different kasinas. Then if you